This is podtech.net. I'm Jason Lopez, and on the phone with us is Vani Kola, who is with Thai International and is now working on ThaiCon, which is coming up this weekend. So we thought we'd give her a call and find out how things are going. How are you doing, Vani?
I'm doing great, Jason. Thank you.
Tell me, what does ThaiCon mean? What does Thai stand for?
Thai stands for the Indus Entrepreneurs.
I wonder if you could explain the importance of ThaiCon in Silicon Valley, because it's still a big conference, but I bet a lot of people still might not be that familiar with it.
Well, you know, the best way I can explain the importance of ThaiCon is it's a conference that came together as a brainchild of some very successful entrepreneurs in the Silicon Valley who felt a calling and a mission to give back and wanted to make the road to entrepreneurship and building companies smoother than what they themselves have had to endure. And with that came the creation of the first ThaiCon several years back in 1994. And every year since then, it has played a vital role for many, many entrepreneurs to make their dreams of creating companies reality and have created tremendous amount of wealth and some wonderful companies in the Valley that are, benchmarks on what entrepreneurship is all about and what Silicon Valley is all about.
Tell me, how has ThaiCon changed over the years? Because you've been around from the first ThaiCons, and now, from what I understand, it's kind of shifted its focus from South Asia to sort of a global focus. How has that change occurred, and what's it like now?
So ThaiCon started with a core mission of enabling entrepreneurs to be successful, and that mission has continued to expand to embrace not only the entrepreneurs from the Indus region, which is how it got started first, but to enable all entrepreneurs, and also has embraced a broader sector focus than primarily on technology. And so year after year, ThaiCon has been able to build up on its past successes and bring more innovation and more reach and more value to a larger audience.
I wonder if you could explain what this conference is like for anyone who may have heard of the name, may not be familiar with it, may assume that what ThaiCon is going to be about is an exhibition of perhaps Indian companies or even, outsourcing as a theme. I wonder if you could give a picture of what happens at ThaiCon.
You couldn't be more wrong if that's the perception of ThaiCon you take away as a attendee. ThaiCon is about some tremendously valuable, insightful, experienced speakers that would not be possible for you to approach, reach, and listen to in a normal course of life. There have been people like Steve Ballmer to Larry Ellison, think of a leader in the Valley or in technology or in the global arena. They have been a speaker at ThaiCon. This year, likewise, we have a tremendously exciting roster of speakers from John Doerr, Shashi Tharoor, David Lynch, TJ Rogers, to a total of 145 speakers. So ThaiCon is about bringing people that are leaders in their sectors, that stand out because of the inspiration they bring to the table, that have achieved something that each of us aspire to learn from, to reach to. And so whether you are an aspiring entrepreneur, a seasoned executive, someone who is looking to start a company or grow in your career, whatever your aspirations are from a professional career perspective, ThaiCon is a place where you will come to learn, to create new relationships, to network, and hopefully also to give back.
Well, one thing that I noticed was the list of the kinds of topics that are going to be covered. It's sort of amazing to look through the 2 days and how much is packed in there. I mean, not only all the speakers, but many of the panels covering topics like mobility, wireless, software, semiconductor. And these are panels that are not just looking at one slice of this, of these industries, but almost giving you a state of those industries. And to get that at one conference seems pretty incredible.
You know, Tycon is about whether you are looking to get a mini MBA in starting your company, or whether you're really looking to get an in-depth analysis on a certain sector, whether that be wireless, whether that be semiconductor, whether that be any number of topics that are important to the trends of the future. And oh, by the way, if you want to really get a pulse on what is happening next, where are the next generation companies going to come from? What are the next generation technologies? Where are venture capitalists making the bets? If you really want to know information, Tycon is the one place, one source where you would get that in depth and detail, and you know, the critical insights that you gain at Tycon in a short period of time, just not available anywhere else, any other forum.
And another thing that I thought was interesting, even though Ty exists in a number of regions around the country, this conference is sort of the one that started it all and the biggest one.
That's correct. So it started here in the Silicon Valley, as all good things do. And Ty had a leverage and a power and a reach because entrepreneurship is global. The need to be an entrepreneur is existent in every country among every human being. So we found that Ty quickly grew among several countries, and today is truly a global entity. Yet Tycon in Silicon Valley continues to serve as the homing device for people to come back, congregate, and really understand at a global perspective what matters in the world of creating new business.
And finally, this perspective, which perhaps in the beginning, Ty was oriented toward India and Pakistan and South Asia. But now, just as American companies view themselves as being global companies that happen to be in America, Ty seems to have reached that point where it too sees itself in its history. It just happened to be about South Asia, but now it's no longer really about that. It's about that global reach to anybody in the technology sector.
Jason, you're exactly correct on this assumption. Ty was created by a group of South Asians and was created still with a focus of global markets, but was created by a group of South Asians. But today, Ty is really a truly global organization with charter members and members that come from all over the world, with chapters that are thriving all over the world.
Well, Vani Kola, thank you so much for being on this podcast. We really appreciate your time.
It's my pleasure. Thank you. And see you at Tycon.